The new report we're releasing looks at pavement conditions on the nation's largest urban areas. What that means for Oklahoma City is that 45% of major roads in the Oklahoma City area are in poor condition. Now, that ranks Oklahoma City 16th in the nation among large urban areas in terms of the percentage of their roads that are in poor condition. I'm sure that probably comes as no surprise to drivers out there. But what they might not know is that that's taking a toll on their wallet each year to the tune of about $917 annually in what we call extra vehicle operating costs. And those are essentially the ways that rough roads beat up your vehicle. So that includes the cost of accelerated depreciation, increased maintenance when you hit a pothole and have to go see your mechanic. It's also the cost of additional fuel consumption and tire wear as a result of getting jostled around every day on the roads. And that $917 figure means that Oklahoma City ranks fifth among large cities in the cost to drivers of driving on rough roads.
About how many cities and towns are we talking about? That is a fifth in that.
Among large cities, we've got roughly between 70 and 75, I believe.
Wow. So that's, and so we're fifth in the cost. Now, how do you determine how this comes about? How do you determine the quality of our roads?
So each year, states and municipalities are required to report to the Federal Highway Administration on the condition of their transportation system. So the data on the road conditions in our report comes from the Federal Highway Administration, and it's what the states and cities have reported to them. Now, the data in our report reflects conditions in 2013, which is the latest year for which that data is available. Since then, the legislature in Oklahoma has made transportation funding a bit more of a priority, and the state has done a good job of using those additional funds, but more still needs to be done to provide additional and continued funding to make sure the condition of the roads continues to improve so that Oklahoma cities don't continue to find themselves on lists like these.
What else can we do to maybe fix up our roads? What are some suggestions the TRIP is coming up with?
I think the bottom line and what it comes down to for Oklahoma City and many other cities is a lack of transportation funding. The states and municipalities are doing a great job with the funds they have available, but the reality is that there's simply not enough transportation funding at the local, state, and federal level to keep our system in good repair. Now, Congress will have an important opportunity this week, actually. They're debating the future of the current long-term transportation bill. Right now, after a series of short-term extensions, the current federal transportation program is set to expire on July 31st, so just next week. Before that happens, Congress will have to figure out what the new federal transportation bill will look like. It'll take an adequately funded long-term bill to be able to provide for needed funds for Oklahoma and for the rest of the nation.
And that bill right now is actually being co-authored by our own Senator Jim Inhofe.
Exactly. Yeah. So Oklahoma has there's important stakes in this. So it'll be important, like I said, that Congress can pass an adequately funded and long-term bill. What they've done in the past is instead of crafting new long-term legislation, they've come up with a series of short-term extensions of 3 months, 6 months, what have you. So what would help states to plan long-term is a multi-year bill that would give them a clear understanding of what kind of federal transportation funds they can expect over the next several years so that they can plan for more large-scale long-term projects that would be reliant on those federal funds.